Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parking. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parking. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Opie Cates, his clarinet in his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Mark Yacarkis.
Oh, my, here it is, the end of May. Just one more week, June will be here. I wish June was here last week. Boy, could I have used her. I was short a waitress. Yeah, just assume when summer starts, everybody comes out to Los Angeles for to get some of that beautiful sunshine. And as that sunshine gets strong, sometimes gets so strong you got to wear a raincoat. Ah, but it's a wonderful thrill on a summer night. For to look out your window here in Los Angeles and see the boats going down the Mississippi River. Boy, how he's spreading out. They got to make room here for everybody now at once for to come out here for to live. Of course, just because what you got a house, that doesn't mean what you're leaving, you know. You got for to put something in a home if you want for to live. Just like what that great poet has once said. Takes a heap of heaping to make a heap of heap. Yes, sir. Every year when it comes this summertime, I always get spring fever. See, I'm always 3 months behind. Now, the daylight saving has got me all mixed up. And I'm hate for to have to work indoors with weather like this, but I'm being the restaurant business. You got to work inside. How could I work outside and be in this business? Couldn't put tables on the sidewalk. Wait a minute. Who couldn't put tables on the sidewalk? Gee, that's just a wonderful idea. That's what I'll have. A restaurant on the sidewalk. Betty.
What is it, Parker? For goodness sakes, what's all the excitement?
Betty, I just got the most sensational idea what I never got in my whole life. I'm going for to put tables on the sidewalk and serve meals outside.
Oh, you mean a sidewalk cafe like they have in Paris?
Yes.
Oh, gee, Parker, that's a wonderful idea. You'll have the only sidewalk cafe in town, and it'll be such fun dressing it up.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get cute furnishings for it. Like, you know, little round tables with red and white checkered tablecloths. And chairs with gay slip covers, huh?
Yeah, gee, that's going to look nice, Betty.
You know what we should do, Parker? Well, we should carry out that old world atmosphere.
Old world?
Uh-huh. Oh, it'd be charming if we could only furnish it with antiques.
Antiques?
Uh-huh. You know, old chairs and tables that are worm-eaten.
Yeah, well... I don't got no tables and chairs what's worm-eaten about I got an old tuxedo what's moth-eaten. How would that be?
Oh, Parky, I'm talking about antique furniture. You know what an antique is.
Antique, sure. An antique is a chair what's worth 98 cents, but you pay $200 for it because everybody wants it and nobody's got it. And after you get it, you don't dare sit down in it. You know, about years ago when I was a small boy, we had a whole house full of in-between antique furniture.
Wait a minute. In-between antique furniture?
Yes.
Now, what in the world is in-between antique furniture?
That's furniture what's too old for poor people and not old enough for rich people, you see?
Well, Parky, it's very important that our sidewalk cafe looks just right. Oh, we can make it so attractive. But you know what we should do?
What?
We should get a decorator to help us fix it up.
Yes, a decorator.
Uh-huh. And since we want to carry through that Parisian motif, the perfect man to call in would be that famous French decorator who's right here in town. You know, Patou?
Well, Patou, yes, I heard about him. Say, but wait a minute, Betty. Let us not for to go crazy. You know, it's going for to be very expensive for fixing up that sidewalk cafe, getting a decorator and everything, you know.
Oh, well, whatever it costs, Parky, it'll be worth it. It's a good investment, and it'll be a wonderful ad for the restaurant.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Betty. You know, whoever thought up that idea for us for to have a sidewalk cafe sure was a very brilliant man.
Yes, he was.
You know something, Betty? It was me.
See, Parky, you know, I can just picture it right now.
Yes.
It'll be so gay out there with people eating and drinking and singing.
Yes, singing. Betty, I think I'll write a song about the sidewalk cafe. Let all my customers sing that.
You're going to write a song about the sidewalk cafe?
Yeah, and I got a great title for it, too. You got me eating on the outside, filling up my inside. Yeah. Betty, I'm sorry, excited about this idea. You're right, Betty. Let's get the transbacker over here and let's tell Opie about it, too. I'll call Opie. Say, Opie, come here a minute, will you?
You calling me, Parker?
Yes.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Opie. Say, what do you think? The restaurant's going to be out on the sidewalk.
Yes. Out on the sidewalk?
Yes.
Parker, didn't you pay last month's rent?
No.
No, Opie, we're going to have a sidewalk cafe.
Yes.
The customers are going to eat on the sidewalk.
Oh, the Board of Health ain't going to like that. A lot of people sitting out there eating off the sidewalk.
No. That's not going to eat off the sidewalk. You sure be going to have tables and chairs out there.
Oh, that's no good either, because them automobiles will kill off all the customers.
Automobiles? Opie, automobiles don't run on the sidewalk.
In Los Angeles?
You know something, Betty? Opie's right. Last night I almost got killed by a 1936 Buick. He chased me up 2 flights of stairs. Would have got me, too, except he ran out of gas.
Say, Park, you know what? It'd be lovely if Opie could take his orchestra out on the sidewalk and play outdoors.
Wait a minute. If my band's got to play out there on the sidewalk, you'll have to pay him more money, Parky.
Pay him more money for what?
For having to breathe that fresh air, that's what. Besides, my boys ain't going to like it if their faces get sunburned either.
You're not?
You see, they don't want to lose that Patrilla pallor.
See, there'll only be room for 5 or 6 musicians out there, Opie. And you know what would be good? A nice string ensemble.
No, Betty. Don't want no musicians what play strings out there. We better get these musicians what they play wind instruments, you know, because in that way they could play the trombone and spray DDT at the same time. Kill all the mosquitoes.
Say, Betty, are you going to sing outside, too?
Sure, Betty's going to sing outside. Oh, my, that's going for to be so romantic, Betty, walking around singing at all the tables. Say, Betty, let you and me, we'll go outside right now. I would like to hear how you sound singing on the sidewalk.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Parky. People wouldn't know what to make of it if I went out and started to sing on the sidewalk now.
Okay, Betty, I'll tell you what you could do. You could sing in here, and I'll go out on the sidewalk, and I'll hear how it sounds from out there.
Betty Rhodes, singing star of our old gold show, sings her latest Victor recording, I'd Be Lost Without You.
I'd be lost without you. Maybe lose my mind. I'd be lost without you. Baby, I'm the kind who would never forget, always regret. If I should ever make you worry or fret, I would suffer each day, lose my appetite. I'd be wasting away, grieving every night. If you should ever tell me that it's over and through, I'd be lost without you. Would I miss the stars if they were lost above? To be honest, I must answer no. I can do without most anything, my love. But this, you must know. I'd be lost without you. I would suffer each day, lose my appetite. I'd be wasting away, grieving every night. If you should ever tell me that it's over and through, I'd be lost. I'd be lost without you.
Hi,
Hi, Parky.
Hello, Bob.
Say, Parky, I hear you're going to have a sidewalk cafe.
Yes, I am, Bob.
Gee, that's wonderful. Yeah. Say, you're going to do a whale of a business out there, too.
Yes.
I bet people will wait for hours just to get a table. And that'll be good for my business, too, Parky, because what happens?
What?
People have to wait a long time for tables, and they get irritated, and as soon as I see them getting irritated, I just ease up to them and say, there, there, why be irritated? Light an old goal.
Say, Bob, that's pretty clever. Say, when the people says light an old goal, they don't be irritated no more because then they'll get comfort and pleasure.
You're right, Parky.
Yeah.
Lighting an old goal does give you comfort and pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, Old Gold gives you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra flavor, aroma, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the priceless comfort, the sheer pleasure of a truly great cigarette. Well, Parky, I'll see you later. And say good luck on your new sidewalk cafe.
Hey, thanks very much, Bob.
Oh, Parky, I just phoned Mr. Patu and asked him to come over. And he'll be here this afternoon.
Oh, that's fine, Betty. Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-oh, Parky, look who's coming in now. That salesman, Orville Sharp.
Oh, my. Well, don't worry, Betty. I'm going to get rid of him quick.
Well, well, well. Hello, Mr. Parky Congress.
Hello, Mr. Sharp. Hey, Opie tells me that you're going to open up a new sidewalk cafe. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Now, I presume that you intend to make it look like a real French Rendezvous.
Rendezvous?
Why, sure. You know, it's going to have that real French hemisphere. You really like that, don't you?
Yes, I really like that.
Okay. Now, let me give you a few tips.
Yes?
Now, the first thing you want to do is dress up all the waiters and the musicians in French costumes. You know, so they look like French pheasants.
So they look like French peasants?
Yes.
How could anybody dress up for to look like a French peasant?
Why, you just leave all that to me. I'll take care of all the details.
Details?
Yes. See, I happen to be an expert on French costume.
Oh, you're an expert on French costume?
Am I? Why, brother, I've been wearing Paris garters for years.
So this whole thing is starting to sound like a hold-up to me?
Now, look here, Mr. Parky Carcass.
Yes?
What I'm trying to tell you is that as long as you're having a French sidewalk cafe,
yes,
you want to make it look right, see? You got to have it authentic.
Authentic?
Yeah. Now, look, you're going to be the head man out there on that sidewalk, or, as we say in French, the hostess.
I am going for to be the hostess?
Of course. And being a hostess, you want to make it high class.
Yes.
So you speak nothing but French out there.
No, but Mr. Sharp, I don't know how for to speak French.
Why, that's exactly where I come in. You see, I'm going to learn you how to speak French. Yes, sir, that happens to be my profession.
Your profession? You know how to speak French?
Oh, can I speak French? C.C. Monster.
C.C. Monster?
That's yes in French.
Look, CC is yes. Is that CC for your information is yes in Spanish.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you see, that's the advantage of taking French lessons from me. At the same time I'm learning your French, I'm learning your Spanish, too.
Well, Mr. Sharp, I never knew what you'd give French lessons.
Why, absolutely. Now, if you give me $50, we can start with my advanced French course.
Advanced? What's advanced about it?
$50. You pay that in advance. Now, just hand over the happy cabbage kid, we can proceed with the first lesson.
No, look, Mr. Sharp, I'm busy right now. I don't got no time for to take the first lesson, but let us for to make it some other time, do you?
No. Let's do it now. First lesson only takes a couple of minutes.
Sure.
See, I don't want to learn you too much in a first lesson.
Let's see.
All I do is learn you how to say good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you say good morning in French?
What? Well, good morning in French,
yes,
is mercy, mercy.
Mercy, mercy? Mm-hmm. Boy, that don't be the way what I heard it. You must speak a private kind of French.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. You see,
I speak fancy French.
Fancy French?
That's the kind I'm going to learn you.
Oh.
I don't give you none of that common, ordinary French like what they talk in France.
You don't?
No. What I learn you is pure French like the Arabians speak.
French like what the Arabians speak?
That's right.
Boy, it sounds intense. Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I could take French lessons from you, and besides $50, that is a lot of money, you know, just for to learn a couple, two, three words, you see.
Hey, I ain't only going to learn you a few words, a couple of two words. No, I'm going to give you the whole works.
Oh.
You're going to get my famous grade A assortment consisting of adverbs, prepositions, adjectives.
Adjectives?
Yes. Along with the adjectives, I throw in some past parsnips. That ain't all. You get subjunct shops. Also noons and pronouns.
Noons and pronouns?
That's right.
You know, Mr. Sharp, I don't believe what you even know how to speak French.
Oh, you don't, eh?
No, I don't.
Well, okay, I'll show you if I know French or not.
Yes.
Get this. Suppose you want to say thank you in French.
Yes?
Yeah, how do you say it? Go ahead, wise guy, tell me. How do you say it?
I don't know. How do you say thank you in French?
Parlez vous, mademoiselle.
Parlez vous, mademoiselle? That is thank you in French?
C.C. Monster.
C.C. Monster?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to learn you how to count in French.
You want
to know? Yeah, you want to know how to count, don't you? You'll need it for adding up the checks.
All right.
Now, in French,
yes.
One is not one.
It ain't.
No, no. It's one at.
One is one at?
Yes. And two is two at. Three is three at. Four is four at.
Well, that's easy.
Oh, you think it's easy, eh?
Yes.
All right, tell me, wise guy. How do you say five in French?
Fiver?
No, my friend, that's where you're wrong.
I am.
See, when you reach five, the whole thing changes.
How do you say five in French?
Tria and tua.
Five is three and two.
Yeah. Now, that's if you're talking to a man.
Yes.
See? If you're talking to a woman, then five becomes four and one.
I mean, you use different words for if you talk to a man and a woman.
Well, sure, sure. Yes. See, you got two different ganders.
Two different ganders?
Uh-huh. Muscular and famine.
Oh,
well, look, brother, that's as far as I'm going to go with you for nothing. Before I give you any more of my French lessons, you got to give me the $50.
No, no, look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I'm going for to pay you no $50 for that. You know, that's too much money.
Too much money, eh? Yes. Well, okay. Hey, look, look, why don't you take my $5 course?
What's that?
For $5, I learn you how to say hello and goodbye.
Let me just say hello and goodbye in French for $5.
Yes. That's all you really have to know, see? When a customer gives up to leave, going to be very high class if you can say goodbye to him in French.
No, I don't got to say goodbye to them in French. If my customers is really wants fancy talk when they leave, all I got for to say to them is Adam Bomb.
Adam Bomb?
That's goodbye in any language. Well, polish vows, Mr. Clark. Polish vows to you, Mr. Parky Cat.
Ogol presents Obie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing Dardanella.
Thank you.
Friends, if you're already an Old Gold smoker, you've discovered for yourself that Old Gold does more to give you more. If you're not an Old Gold smoker, the next time you buy cigarettes, ask for Old Gold and find out exactly what we mean when we say Old Gold does more to give you more. That's right. Old Gold does more to give you more. In Old Gold, you experience the delight of more comfort, more pleasure than you ordinarily expect from a cigarette. Old Gold makes that possible by devoting more attention to those little details and refinements that make such a tremendous difference in your smoking pleasure. In Old Gold, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco for extra flavor and richness. And in Old Gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Why, even the paper on Old Gold is a luxurious detail, for it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. Yes, make Old Gold your cigarette. Smoke the cigarette that does more to give you more, Old Gold. That's right. To get more out of your smoking, more comfort, more pleasure, smoke an Old Gold.
The decorator's here. He's waiting to see you.
Oh, Mr. Patu, thank you very much. I'll go right over for to see you. How do you do, Mr. Patu? My name is Vipakikakis.
How do you do? Do you mind if I sit down? I've been making draperies all morning, and I feel just like a washed-out rag.
Yes, Mr. Patu. Please sit down.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You're so kind. May I please have a cup of coffee? I'm sure that will give me the courage to carry on.
Yes, of course. I'll be glad to get you some coffee. Would you like it with the sugar and cream?
Oh, no, 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 no. I think I'll take it black.
You will?
Yes, I feel so devilish today.
You take it. Dandy's senses, don't you? You know, Mr. Petou, I got an idea what I want for to make a sidewalk cafe outside, and I'm here with you and all about it, sir.
Oh, well, I should.
Yes.
After all, my father decorated some of the finest sidewalks in France.
He did, huh?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. He was a famous decorator.
He was. What was his name?
Same as mine, Petou.
Petou.
Yes, his name was Petou, too.
His name was Petou, too?
Mm-hmm.
What was his first name?
Poo-poo.
I heard about him. Poo Poo Padu, yes. Oh, they're bringing you coffee here, Mr. Padu. There you are.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh! Oh, heavens, take it away. I can't stand it.
What's the matter?
Black coffee in a pink cup? What an awful clash. Why, I should think a horrible color combination like that would make all of your customers ill.
Well, they do get ill, but I didn't think it was the colors. I thought it was from the coffee, you see.
Well, I think we'd better start talking about decorating the sidewalk cafe, shall we? Now, the way I see it, we should have an enormous gay awning that's just alive with colors.
I see.
Now, for that, we should use either chintz or taffeta.
Chintz or taffeta?
Yes, of course, we can't get any of those materials now. The shortages, you know.
Yes.
So we'll have to have a substitute.
Well, what do you use now, a substitute for chintz and taffeta?
Old flour bag. Oh, they're very inexpensive. You see, I have the agency for them, and I sell them for 10 cents a piece, and I don't make much on them at all.
No, I imagine when you sell old flour bags for 10 cents a piece, there's not much dough in them.
Oh, you just made a funny, didn't you?
Look, Mr. Patu, I don't think what it would look very nice for to have an awning out there made out of old flour bags.
Oh, but when I get through with them, you'll never recognize them.
No?
No, we'll dye them robin egg blue with diagonal magenta stripes.
Magenta stripes?
Yes, now doesn't that sound just yummy?
Yes, I guess. Well, it does sound yummy.
Now, about the upholstery on the chairs.
Yes?
I can see a cerise sack.
Yes.
With an aquamarine seat. Or do you think we should have a vermilion seat with a heliotrope back?
Heliotrope?
Oh, but I bet you don't like heliotrope. Now, fess up. Do you?
Look, Mr. Pato, I think what this whole thing is a little bit out of my line. Why don't you take it up with Betty Rhodes? Whatever the two of you decide, Dustin will be okay with me.
Betty Rhodes?
Yes.
Is she here now?
Yes, she's here. Dustin's over there. You can go over and see her.
Well, thank you, Mr. Parker Carter.
Yes.
And as we say in French,
au revoir. Yes, and parlez vous to you, madame. Yes.
Gosh, Parky, just look at it. Gee, that Patou surely is a wonderful decorator. You know, I never dreamed that anyone could dress up a sidewalk cafe to look as beautiful as this.
Well, it should be beautiful, Betty. $2,750 for a few tables and chairs and an awning.
Oh, now, Parky, you'll get that money back in no time. Yes. Why, just look. Every table's taken, and there are 50 people waiting.
Pardon me, are you Mr. Parker Carcass?
See, monster.
Mr. Parker Carcass, my name is Morton. I'm chairman of the city council.
Oh, the city council? Oh, yes, I heard about you, Mr. Morton.
Well, I've got great news, Mr. Parker Carcass, and I want to congratulate you.
Congratulate me for what?
Why, you can take all the credit for this.
What is it?
Yes, Mr. Parker Carcass, it was you and you alone who got the petition started and who worked for years to get all those signatures.
Signatures?
Well, sir, the city council finally passed the bill this morning.
The petition, did they pass the bill?
Yes. So you'll have to start moving all these chairs and tables out here back inside the restaurant.
Move the chairs and table back inside the restaurant?
Yes, sir. In exactly 10 seconds, what you fought so hard for is going to come through.
What is it?
Yes, sir. We're going to start tearing up this sidewalk so we can widen the street 20 feet, huh? Okay, then, let's go.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Betty.
For the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Opie Gates, and Clarinet and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness to give you more smoking pleasure. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Parky Carcass. This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.